We are talking to Alan Marcus, a political analyst. And Alan, we've been discussing Donald Trump, so let's just kind of move him to the side if we can. What's the rest of it's going on? We've got more people running for the presidential nomination in the Republican Party than I have ever seen in my lifetime.
I agree with you. And people forgetting there are at least four candidates running on the Democratic side.
That's right.
And nobody's talking about that. And that's something we probably should spend some time on.
Well, we should talk about Bernie Sanders, because I think he's making an inroad there.
Bernie Sanders is doing there what Eugene McCarthy did in 1968, when he took one issue, the war in Vietnam,
right,
and really chased Lyndon Johnson out of the presidency.
Agreed. Excellent point.
You know, but you know, when you look at those 16 candidates, how does the media measure those candidates? They measure them on how much money you've raised. So the media, which always criticizes money in politics, uses that as the measure to determine who was a legitimate candidate. So if somebody who's cerebral, like Ron Paul, for example, who I agree with on nothing, but who's a very bright guy, very policy-oriented, if he doesn't raise a lot of money, he's discounted by the national media. And that is really a disservice to what the media should be doing to try to separate among the 16 candidates. Don't make it that somebody has raised a lot of money, so therefore they're a legitimate candidate.
Well, true. I mean, well, Rick Santorum, I just read the other day, has raised almost junk over the past month and a half. He was the biggest raiser back when he last ran.
It would appear, Alan, that we have turned the corner and that we have a new cast of characters. Would you agree?
I think that's very true, Carl. I believe that, unfortunately, you know, Trump, draining the energy out of this race and taking so much of the focus makes it difficult. But somebody like John Kasich, who just got in the race, governor of Ohio, now, there's a real good candidate. I suggested to some media people a year ago, watch John Kasich. He is going to be a major figure in this election. He's the governor of a Midwestern state, Ohio, which traditionally Republicans must win to win the presidency.
He has no name recognition, though.
No name recognition. He may not make this dumb August 6th debate.
Right.
And he's a guy that should be at that table. By the way, if the Republican candidates, Rowan and Carl, really want to show how offended they are by Donald Trump, they should boycott the August 6th debate.
I would agree.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the way to do that.
Absolutely. And I think it also is, not only is he taking oxygen out of the room, which a term that's been used item for item in almost every conversation,
sure,
about him, but of importance, he's taking away from the issues. Okay, it's not about Donald Trump. There's so much that we have to do. The Iranian deal, education in this country, the health situation, and we're not discussing them.
And frankly, nobody's paying attention to it. Nobody can get anybody to listen to them because the press just runs to wherever Donald is. I'll tell you a funny story. I was at Donald's nephew's wedding. This goes back probably 20 years. And he and then-wife Marla Maples kind of entered the church just as the bride was walking down the aisle. And there was no attention on the bride. Everybody was looking at Marla and Donald. That's the impact Donald has when he walks into a room. And that is not going to stop until he gets out of the race, if he gets out of the race.
Okay, Alan, let's dump
Trump
here for a second.
I love it. I love the tagline.
Now, we've done that. Now, with him out of the mix, him out of the mix, who's the front runner in both parties?
Well, I think you'd have to look at Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton today. Those are the safe choices. I think that's subject to change. I think Hillary is having the same problems in many ways that Trump has, and I hate to bring that name up again, where people are saying, I'm for that candidate, I'm for Hillary. That doesn't mean they're going to vote for her. There is a huge issue in terms of overall popularity and whether or not you're going to vote for somebody. I think Hillary is losing to Sanders. When I say losing ground, not losing the race. And in the Democratic side, however, there is a candidate in the background who, if Clinton falters, and I frankly think she will falter, once she can get some attention again, which is not good for her. And that's Joe Biden. He's sitting in the White House. He's tanned. He's rested. He's ready to go. He's become a sympathetic figure due to the unfortunate passing of his son. He's an elder statesman with a terrific record. Don't be surprised if some Democrats suddenly look and say, you know, we really should turn to Joe as a safer choice. On the Republican side, Mark Rubio is going to get a lot of attention. He's young. I love everybody who claims, oh, he's too young. He's older than John F. Kennedy was.
All right, we've got just a few seconds left on this segment, so
we're going to keep you. Alan.
Well,
don't go away.
We've had people voting, and they'd like to keep you for another segment. If that's,
I'm in.
Stay okay. There. Carl Sabatino, Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino once again with Alan Marcus. Please stay with us.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star once held the National League mark for career homers by a switch hitter. He was part of Pittsburgh's outfield of dreams in the early 90s, and his famous beef with a reporter still gets aired.
Was that nice to you? Shove them, Michael. You're as far as you can stick.
So where is Bobby Bonilla now? Bobby's back on the Mets payroll. The team deferred money they owed to Bobby so they could invest with Bernie Madoff. We know how that worked out. Now the Mets are paying Bobby $1 million a year for 25 years. That nicely supplements Bobby's salary as a special assistant with the Baseball Players Association.
Swing it, a high fly ball. This one's way back. Home run, Bobby Bonilla.
Imagine that. Bobby Madoff with the Mets money. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Minion.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. So you can't brake or shift, but what someone wants with your clutch lever, the foot pegs off your motorcycle. It's all part of two-wheel ownership when the motorcycle overnights in the lots of an apartment complex. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. You have to feel for apartment-bound bikers who find it necessary to each evening leave an unguarded motorcycle under the parking lot light pole. Knowing a future felon of America is searching for motorcycle parts in the dark, how can they get any sleep? ABM stored our only bike inside a windowless Chevy van. And it worked. Apartment living requires constant surveillance or owning one motorcycle that absolutely no one wants. And where are you going to find one of those? American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.